morning here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and on the line now we have Devan Cook. He is Santa Rosa County Administrator. He always joins us after the committee meeting on Monday before the Thursday regular board meeting. Devan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So today is the big day, 10 a.m., opening of the bids to see who's going to build us, maybe, this biggest flag in the state of Florida. Is that right?
That's correct. We'll open them at 10 o'clock this morning.
All right. And then we'll know. And is the board actually going to make a vote on Thursday about this?
It's been moved to the agenda for discussion. That'll be up to the chairman and the board if there's an actual vote. And, of course, it'll also, I guess, depend on, you know, how the proposals come in or how many we get and that kind of thing.
I gotcha. As far as bids and projects, y'all are working on a bunch of things are about to get decided. One is the Highway 90 and Woodbine intersection construction, right?
Yes. Thursday we'll be awarding that construction, the Panhandle paving and grading, for $304,000 to do those modifications at that intersection.
And that's going to be the one where we're now going to have two dedicated right turns going south on Woodbine and turning right onto Highway 90. And so there's going to be a little bit of a widening of Woodbine, you know, towards that intersection. Do I remember this correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. And they're going to widen Woodbine, and there'll be two of those dedicated lanes, and one of them will be continuous right. One of them will have a signal, but one of them will be a continuous right merging on to 90.
Okay, so it'll be two lanes turning right. One of them will be a never stop lane, and then it'll be two lanes turning left also, so you won't have the current mixing of the right turns and the left turns. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, well, good. Good. I mean, that sounds like progress. It's a small enough thing, but we'll take it. And I sure hope that the dedicated right turns out to be as good as we hope it will be. You've also got, you're going to look at the possibility of widening Shamukla Highway?
Correct. We're awarding project development and environmental study for Shamukla Highway from Highway 90 to Five Point to look at widening or possibly four-laning Shamukla Highway between those two intersections.
And if that were, so a PD&E, you guys are going to award that maybe on Thursday. And that's the very preliminary just to kind of get a sense of what would be involved in this, what kind of cost, what kind of scope, what kind of parameter. That's the idea of the PD&E, right?
That's correct.
And so that would be, for people who might get excited about the possibility that Shamukla Highway is going to be widened, even if everything went as fast and got funded as it could possibly go, you're still even possibly talking, what, like 5 to 10 years in the future, right?
We're hoping it will not be that long.
Oh, okay.
The study will take some time, but we'd like to keep that moving forward, you know, as rapidly as we do in Woodbine, because that would certainly ease some of the traffic issues, the traffic woes on Woodbine, if people could come down Shamukla Highway.
Oh, for sure. And that would go all the way up to, what, 5 points, the widening, if it does turn out?
Yeah.
That's the idea?
Yeah.
Yes,
we have a lot of right-of-way on Shamukla Highway, so that's one of the reasons we're looking at doing that in a four-lane, because the right-of-way already exists there almost the entire stretch there.
Oh, okay. So you have or have access to the right-of-way on Shamukla, whereas getting access to the right-of-way on Woodbine is more of a challenge because, I mean, obviously the prospect of widening Woodbine has been on the table for forever and has just never been able to get the funding, right?
Yeah, the right-of-way issue on Woodbine.
Got it.
We don't have as much right-of-way there.
There's another project on Thursday that you all are going to look at beginning, possibly, which is to look at the feasibility of doing an aquatic center somewhere?
We are. This study will look at several different points that we need to have information on. If there's a demand or a need for such a center, and if so, where would be the most logical place for it, and you know what the actual center would look like. You know, would it be an Olympic pool? Would it be, you know, additional amenities that go with that type of pool? So it's going to look at a variety of things that will help the board make that decision in the future.
So we're not really committed to anything yet, even in terms of location. I had always been imagining this would be in the south end, somewhere in District 4 or 5, Midway, maybe Tiger Point vicinity. Maybe then it could serve both Navarre and Gulf Breeze, but it could be Milton. I mean, it could be Jay. It could be anywhere, right?
It could be, right. And they'll make that study depending on demand and population and those kind of things.
Okay, very good. I know you are a big fan of employees doing cool things, and you have kind of a cool note for the employees related to a cold weather shelter. Is that right?
Yeah, the Ferris Hill Baptist Church does the only, that I'm aware of, cold weather shelter in Santa Rosa County. They're located in Milton, and they faithfully do that every year. And they handle this with their own members and members from other churches and lots of volunteer time and donations. And so our employees each year do a chili cook-off, and, of course, they raise funds. And this Thursday, they'll be presenting a check to Ferris Hill to continue that cold weather shelter.
Oh, great. I love it when, they're government employees, but they're obviously acting on their own. And when they do something neat like that and it supports something, it's just a reminder of one of the things I love about this area is how much people do volunteer and give to serve each other and help their fellow man. Now, that's a really neat note. I love that. Well, Devan Cook, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Thursday, we're going to have the follow-up meeting where they actually have the voting, so feel free to show up to that. Give your input if you have an opinion about any of these projects or want to ask him a question or bring up anything. That's why the open forum or the public forum section exists. Devan, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for being the administrator for, about a month more now? Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Devan. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.